We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I swear to God. Someday.
No.
They're going to put a camera in this room.
No, they're not.
And you guys are going to see things you've never seen before.
Why does that feel like a horrible idea? I don't think we should do that.
The 5 minutes leading up to this show.
Sam just walks in and I go, I hate myself. I want to throw up. Can I go to Palm Desert? And Sam just goes,
this could be a good
show.
This
could be a great show.
That's exactly what I said, and I'm not ashamed of it.
The last 5 minutes leading up to this show have been some of the most entertaining of my life. I swear to God. I swear to God.
So are we going
to
be okay in there, guys?
Everything's good.
Yeah,
Everything's good.
How's
we have a little bit of a pickleball problem tonight, but outside of that, we're totally fine.
Whoa, what's going on?
Well, Scott, you and I are getting booted.
No, you're not. I'm going to go on right now and reserve us a second court. I overbooked. I just overbooked.
You know what? Then I don't want to play.
Well, I do want you to play. It might be a round robin style.
Round robin means we're not included.
Right. I'm the robin and you're around us over there somewhere.
Yeah, we're going to robin round over on that
court. Not coming.
Why? There's like too many of us, but it's okay. We can all play.
Who did you book?
Well, you know, Scott, I've got people.
Well, Dana, I'm sure you do. Who did you book?
Okay.
Not us.
No.
Apparently. Apparently not her closest friends.
We'll get it figured out before the end of this
show. No, no, no.
Yes,
we will. I'm not showing up.
Oh, stop
left
it.
Left behind.
You're left and I'm behind.
We will talk about it later.
No, we're going to talk about it right now.
No, it's going to be fine.
Who did you book?
Well, I booked my good friend Rick because I need to get rated and I think he can rate me.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I've got to get some rating. It's a long story. To play in a league, you have to have a rating. And so I was talking to him about it.
I thought we were just friends just playing pickleball.
Right. Well, now I have to have a rating. And so he was like, yeah, I can help you with that.
Are you still hanging on to this pipe dream that you're going to join some circuit?
That I'm going on the circuit?
Yeah.
What if I am going on the circuit?
I'm going to restate my exact question. Are you still hanging on to this pipe dream?
Are you trying to get on the pickleball circuit?
No, but I have joined a new league.
And you're cheating on us.
No, I am not. I have joined a new league.
Who's rate?
So it's sort of like golf where you have a handicap.
Okay, who's rate?
No, it's a pickleball rating.
It's a rating.
Oh, who's the person that you're playing with to get rated?
Well, I'm trying to figure that out, but I think Rick can help me get rated.
Who's Rick?
He's a very good pickleball player.
Is it Rick Hadel?
Who also
my divorce lawyer?
To be your divorce lawyer.
So essentially what's happening, Scott, is that she doesn't think individually that she's good enough to do it. So she's bringing in a ringer
to
up her points.
It's way cheaper when I hang out with him than it was when you hung out with him.
Yeah, he only cost me $12,000. No, are you playing with Rick Hadel tonight?
Yes, I am.
I'm calling him right now.
Do not call him. He's probably in a trial or something.
No, what if you call, it's going to cost show? You. It's going to cost you money.
For the amount of money that I paid him, he better answer that call.
What is it with this show and just dialing up any attorney in town? Which I will say they generally pick up, and I do appreciate that a lot.
They are at your beck and call.
Are you going to do not call him and bring him into this? Oh my God. He's not going to answer your call, but if he does, I will laugh out loud.
So you're playing with Rick Hadel tonight.
I am. He's very, very good. And then my friend Tabitha is playing, and you know she's very, very good.
Is Tabitha the gal that we played with a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really
good. Tabby and Rick and I, and then, yeah. We're working on it for us.
So where does Sam and I fit in?
He's not going to answer the phone. He's at work. We're figuring that out. I told you during the body of the show, we will figure that out.
You know who I feel like?
Who?
You know.
The fifth Beatle?
Brian Shelton.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly who I feel
like. We knew it was coming.
Brian and Rick are actually friends. It's a very small town.
Yeah, Rick and I are friends. He's my divorce lawyer.
I know. Do you want to play tonight? I thought.
No.
Can I be honest? I thought it would be awkward if we're just going to have this out on the air. If I had you on the court playing with your divorce lawyer, he is not going to answer the phone. I thought it would be awkward if I said, hey, because Rick and I have been friends for decades. I thought it would be awkward if I was like, do you want to play? But your divorce lawyer is going to be there. I thought it would be like.
Why would that be awkward?
I don't know. I thought it would be triggering or something.
I only paid him $12,000.
I told you I'm a lot cheaper to hang out with than he is. Good God. Why do we talk about these things on the air? Why can't we just settle this off the air?
I can't believe that you've Brian Shelton me.
No, I thought you would not want to play with your divorce lawyer.
I can't believe this.
I mean, let me tell you this. I have... You know, my first divorce lawyer, Paul Morrison. Love you, Paul. I feel like in the last, like, if 1 year within that divorce time, if he had said, hey, do you want to go play tennis or golf? I probably would have been like, you know, a little bit of a hot stove here. Give me another year. That's all I'm saying.
So why did I get kicked out?
This is awkward.
I mean, he's not my divorce lawyer.
2 degrees of separation. I thought if I invited you and not Scott, now that's awkward. Can we just move on, please?
No, we cannot. We cannot.
He's not picking up. He's at work. Leave him alone.
He is not picking up. That is correct.
That's fine.
Okay.
Give me Brian Shelton.
Leave them alone. We will figure it out during a commercial break.
You shed... pickleball players like you do underpants.
By the way, this is the, I believe, fourth attempt at getting rated in pickleball.
Well, it's more difficult than I thought it was going to be. I'm going to be honest about that. I didn't invite Travis, just so you know. I thought, you know what? Let's just take a bye week.
But you invited
this
Tabitha.
This is like a bye week. This is
you
a bye week.
Tabitha.
This is, so, well, because Rick is very competitive. This is like a bye week.
If you brought in four
this is your bye week.
If you brought in four different ringers, where is the deficit of skill?
Can we please stop talking about this?
No, because Sam and I are hurt. Sam, are you hurt? I'm hurt.
I mean, I specifically asked her yesterday, are we playing pickleball tomorrow night? I packed my gym bag accordingly for today.
I will go out to my car
and take a photograph.
I put my pickleball packet in my car thinking that we were playing tonight at 8 o'clock.
We are all going to play.
No, we're not.
I am going to reserve a second court. Yes, we can all
I'm
play.
I'm going to China King, and I'm going to get me some Chinese food, and I'm going to go home, and I'm going to watch Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. It is America's game.
I am hurt.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Sam, would you like to come over tonight for some China King?
I'd love to.
Okay.
Are you going to invite somebody else and kick me out?
No. I'm committed to you, Sam.
I love you both.
You don't love us enough.
Which I do. I need to get rated. Once I'm rated tonight, we'll move on.
Why can't you get rated playing against Sam and me?
Because you have to play up to get rated. I'm sorry. There, I said it. I There it is.
There it is.
I have to play up. I can't play down to get rated.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying you're down. I'm just saying you're not up.
You just did.
Well, you asked. I got to play up to get rated.
I mean, all I'm saying is when Dana and I are on the same team, somebody's hitting the ball over the net and somebody else isn't.
I am
All right. Let's just throw this all out.
Okay, let's get it over with.
We will have a normal pickleball night with the four of us, and I will go get rated over the weekend.
No. No, you go get rated tonight with Rick Hadel and Tabitha. And who's your fourth?
We're working on it.
You don't have a fourth yet? But Sam and I aren't it?
Well, it was probably going to be me. She just couldn't admit it because then you would feel bad.
You're in the wheelhouse. Love you, love your show. What is coming up on the show today?
I don't want to talk to you right now.
Okay.
From the text line, Scott, Sam, take a hint.
Okay.
You never want to be someone's second choice for a prom date or a pickleball match.
All right. Okay. It's 1 week.
It's not.
It starts with 1 week.
Yeah. Oh, it ends with.
And then that phone just never rings again.
Mm-hmm. Been there. Mm-hmm. I call that a second marriage.
Oh. Okay.
So I want the record to reflect that Rick Hadel, my divorce lawyer, is listening.
He texted me.
And is not answering.
You know that our daughters have gone to school together since kindergarten.
Your daughters and his daughters.
Both. As in all four of them have gone to school together since kindergarten, same grade.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
You know, I love that you're like, well, that's my divorce lawyer. I'm like, I've known that family for 22 years. Mm-hmm. And he happens to be a very good pickleball player. So is his wife.
He's a very good divorce lawyer.
I know. He's very good.
Also from the text line. So let's recap. Parks gets a divorce, goes to rehab, and now his work wife is kicking him out all in the same year.
It's been a rough year.
I am not kicking you out.
There is.
I just said this week I overextended the number of people that can be on the court at one time.
Which is ironic because last night I said, are we playing pickleball tomorrow? And you didn't answer. That's like me saying...
No, what I said was, we'll figure it out. Because I was still trying to figure it out.
That's like me going, are you cheating on me? We'll figure it out.
That's actually a good response to that question.
No, it's not.
Cheating? It's not.
We'll figure it out.
No! That's not a good response.
I am booking a second court.
Well, you know what? That court will sit empty.
Oh, my gosh. Would Sam you stop being such a child?
Sam and I will not show up tonight.
Okay.
We're not going to be second fiddle.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Oh, you want us to sit over there. Sam, just imagine this. You and I over there, whack, 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 while Dana's over there with her highfalutin friends trying to get accredited in the pickleball world with Rick Hadel and Tabitha, while you and I are over there going, can we be friends? Can we play?
All right, I understand.
We're not playing on some second fiddle court.
There's some hurt feelings here.
You think?
Let's work through it later, shall we?
So proposed developments for down by CPKC Stadium don't feature a single parking spot, according to the renderings.
Is that right?
I haven't seen one. I'm looking at the renderings.
There's got to be a parking garage.
I think they have garages
under the
buildings.
There's just not space for the cars. Sort of like, you know.
The pickleball court.
Right.
Doesn't have space for Scott or I. I tried Scott to move on. She Scott just dragged us right back into it.
Nice deflect. Deflect. All right. We're moving on.
Are we?
There's a lot of things in the stack today I don't want to talk about. I didn't realize this would be like right at the forefront of things that I would prefer not to talk about.
Well, I didn't realize that when we started the show, I thought Sam and I were going to be playing pickleball tonight.
So the Missouri House passed a bill.
No, hang on for a second, okay. Sam. Like this morning, T's leaving, right? And she goes, hey, are you, she goes, hey, I just want to say goodbye. There's lunch in the fridge. I'm like, yeah. She goes, are you playing pickleball tonight? And I said, yes.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday.
That's what we do on Tuesdays. Will you please just come tonight? Because now it's weird and it shouldn't be weird. Everybody just come.
Nope.
Hell hath no fury.
Like a man scorned.
Scott Parks scorned.
And so T says to me, she says, are you playing pickleball tonight? And I said, yes, I am. It's Tuesday. We always play pickleball on Tuesday night. She said, well, I'll see you at like, what, 9:30? I go, yep,
yeah,
I'll probably be
good.
Home about 9:30.
Sounds good. Good.
Well,
she's going to be surprised.
When I'm home at 6:30.
All right.
Columbia University has...
It's morphed right into something else that I don't want to talk about.
Columbia University has announced that classes at its main campus will be held remotely for the final weeks of the semester, Dana Wright, as critics blasted the weak administration for allowing anti-Israel student protesters to shut down the college in essence and called on parents to seek tuition refunds. Let me say this very quickly.
It's not just Columbia, by the way. This is NYU. It's happening at Harvard. And
MIT.
We are seeing unrest at campuses across the country. We have to talk about this.
University of Michigan, UC Berkeley. We have gone out of our way over the last 6-7 months to not talk about the Israeli-Gaza conflict. We cannot do it any longer. It's time.
At NYU overnight, officers moved on the crowd shortly after nightfall as hundreds of demonstrators for hours defied university warnings that they faced consequences if they failed to vacate a plaza where they had established a Gaza solidarity encampment.
Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer slamming the decision to move to hybrid classes for the end of the semester, writing that protesters have, in essence, shut down Columbia University.
Students are now demanding a refund.
For the entire year.
And
why should they have to go home? If my student did not feel safe because of the protests, and the school is somehow caught in the middle and either can't or won't take a stand, I would make the argument, why should my kid have to go hybrid? Why should my kid have to go home?
Dare I say this? I say this with a little bit of caution. I don't even think these students know what they're protesting. They're too young to understand.
At Harvard, at NYU, they might be too young to understand that the thousands of years of conflict, they're not too young to understand what just happened. The slaughter of all of the young people at the music festival. They're not too young to understand that just happened.
Yet they protest in favor of Palestinians.
Because in some weird, convoluted way, they have decided that they are the oppressed.
Yeah. Safety is our highest priority as we strive to support our students' learning and all that is required for academic operations. That is a statement from the provost. I'm telling you, the schools don't know what to do.
Even Alec Baldwin got accosted in a coffee shop with a woman yelling at him.
For what?
Alec, can you please say one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec? No jail time, Alec. You're
She's
putting
yelling at him
people
to say
in jail, Alec Baldwin.
Blank. One of the sides.
Alec,
I
one time,
it.
And I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone. I swear. Just say one time. One time. One time. One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal.
She's screaming at him about the conflict.
About the conflict. He's just trying to order some coffee. And she cornered him in this coffee shop and proceeds to scream at him. The person working in the coffee shop tried to tell her to leave. She refused. Now they're trying to call out Alec Baldwin because he got frustrated and smacked her phone out of her hand.
Can I ask? I have so many dumb questions to ask, and I hate asking dumb questions, but I have to. Why is this boiling over now? Take us back to when the terrorist organization that is Hamas,
October 7th,
breached that perimeter and went in and murdered women children and 1,500 others.
And took hostages, of which they've not given them back.
Why are we seeing the sides aligning in this manner now?
The answer in three words is I don't know. And I am pro-Israel in this regard, and this might get me in trouble. You and I have gone out of our way not to get into this fight, but I don't know how we avoid it any longer. Palestinians have never missed an opportunity to miss an opportunity. And this is just one more example. And Israel did not start this fight. Hamas and, dare I say, the Palestinians who live in Gaza allowed them to be their government. So the Palestinians allowed this to happen. And Hamas attacks Israel on October 7th, kills 1,500 Israelis, takes God knows how many people hostage, and who knows how many are still left alive. We really have no idea. I know we got to get to break. Give me a second, Sam. But I echo my point. Palestinians have never missed an opportunity to miss an opportunity.
We have to bring this conversation back to the schools and what is to be done here. What are the schools supposed to do? I don't think sending the kids home or forcing them online is the answer. But you know what the schools are doing. They're CYAing this.
Of course. You take down their... So they've started these encampments, especially at Columbia University. They've started these encampments where they're just setting up tents. You take down the tents. This is a private school. You don't have the right to put up tents on campus. This is a private school. Take the tents down, throw them in the trash. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, there's a reason over the last 7 months, Dana and I have avoided talking about the situation in Israel and Gaza. And
there's no winning when you talk about it. There's literally no one wins.
Somebody just wrote in, I cannot believe you. I am no longer a listener.
Oh, good God.
I wrote back, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to have an opinion.
Wait, did you hear someone say last week, this isn't an airport, you don't have to announce your departure?
Wow.
My favorite line of all time.
I'm sorry to have an opinion, but I am pro-Israel.
Wait, we don't even have to go down that road. The issue in front of us isn't who's right in a conflict that has no end. We would be idiots to try and break that down.
Fair.
The issue in front of us is what the hell are the colleges going to do staring at that calendar, praying that the end of the semester is here when it's not. They're just supposed to kick everybody hybrid. I would be furious if I was a parent paying, what, $100,000 for my kid to go to Columbia?
These are private schools. And if I am the president of Columbia or NYU or MIT or whichever school we're talking about, you go in, you take their tents, you throw them in the trash, and you say, get to class or you don't graduate. Get to class or you don't get a grade.
So dozens of students were arrested at Yale last night as police cleared an encampment set up by students in protest of the war in Gaza. Now, keep in mind, Scott, don't make this about the conflict. College campuses and the students on them have been protesting wars for hundreds of years. This is not new.
Every war.
Every war.
Correct.
So there's a free speech issue here, whether you agree with it or not. Protesting war, regardless of the side that you fall on, should be, of all places, on college campuses, protected speech up to the point that you are causing such a disruption that the campuses are shutting down.
But keep in mind, your freedom of speech is freedom from the government.
These are private institutions, I know. But if you're going to say that you don't have the right to protest a war on a college campus,
well, of course you do.
People are going to lose their minds. That's if you said to me, where is the number one place to protest a war in the world? I would say it's college campus.
That's fine. But you also have an obligation if you are going to pay tuition. And I think you would agree with this. You have an obligation to go to class.
Okay.
And if you don't go to class, you don't get a grade.
Make this about Vietnam. How many kids were arrested and or kicked off of college campuses for their protest of the Vietnam War? And I would say the numbers are probably large.
Well, six of them at Kent State University are dead. Lost their lives.
Correct. So let's not pretend like this is brand new. If you look at this through a historical lens and not about who's right and who's wrong during this particular conflict, which we are not getting into on this program, look at it through the lens of the students. What are they going to do at these universities? And I think kicking everybody out and going remote is not the answer.
No, it's not. And
for a very small number of percentage-wise of students that are protesting,
that's right.
You're going to send everybody home?
You're disrupting everybody else's education.
I'd be furious.
I say tear down the tents, throw them in the trash.
47 students at Yale were arrested.
Okay. And if you do not show up for class, you do not get a grade. Quit bending to the minority of people who are protesting for whatever reason. You are in college, and you're welcome to protest, okay? You're welcome to protest. But you're here for an education. And if you're disrupting other people's ability to get an education, i.e.,
sure,
everybody's going to hybrid now for the rest of the semester, then you have to go.
There is one professor who says he was denied entry into his own college. They removed his key access. And I believe for his safety, he happens to be a Jewish professor. This is beyond disruptive, but it's also partly free speech, but is it not?
We've always heard that your rights only extend as far as they do not infringe on the rights of others.
That's exactly right, Sam. That's exactly right. Your rights extend so far as they don't infringe on mine. And when you disrupt my ability to get an education, then your tent goes in the trash. Robert in Overland Park. Robert, hello.
Hello. I'm just going to say that I really don't think that this is the kind of topic that should be on the show. And personally, Parks, I don't mean to offend, but that kind of opinion is something that's very uninformed. And there's a lot of innocent people that have lost their lives to Israel's attacks. What I will say is the news spreads a lot of misinformation. They downplay how badly Gaza's been attacked. I would say, I know you don't use Twitter, more than likely than not, just go on there and just search the word Palestine.
I'm all over Twitter, but I will tell you, at the point that American institutions like Yale and Harvard and Columbia are shutting down, we cannot ignore that topic on this program. I will reiterate, we are not getting into a back and forth over whose fault this is. Really?
I agree.
How many hundreds of years has this been going on? We're not going to solve that on this program.
Hundreds is not the correct word. It's thousands.
Thousands of years. We are not unpacking.
We're not solving the Jewish-Palestinian
history of that conflict.
I agree.
But, you know, I'm curious what they're seeing on campuses here. Without getting into it, there have been dust-ups. Nothing like we're seeing at Columbia. But we know that there have been dust-ups at our schools here. And so what are you supposed to do? And I don't think sending the kids home is the answer.
You're right, Dennett. Going hybrid is not the answer.
So then how do you ensure the safety of all students?
Bingo.
Alex in Leavenworth. Alex, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hope you're having a great day.
We are. Thank you.
I think this is sort of like you guys touched on with that city council disturbance issues that you guys had, that they had, you know, except this is the private, like you guys are your private radio station. I think they have areas where you can protest and you guys can have discussions for those big topic issues like this. I think once people start fearing for their safety, like the professor or other students, I think the college has more than plenty of leeway to say, hey, if you're out in these areas where we've already told you multiple times not to be, then you're going to be expelled or suspended from our college, that we're a private college.
And keep in mind, other than the University of Michigan and UC Berkeley, I believe it's UC Berkeley, all of the institutions where these protests are occurring are private institutions. MIT, Harvard, Yale, certainly Columbia, NYU. These are all private schools.
But if this were happening at a semi-private, I think MIT might be semi, or a public institution, how would your opinion change? It's going to happen.
It would be different in the sense that you have to keep in mind that your First Amendment rights are protected from the government, right? So if it's a public college, public university, now we're talking about the government per se. But with Columbia, with NYU, with Harvard, Yale, these are all private institutions. They have the right, as private colleges,
to kick you out,
to literally grab your tent, throw it in the garbage, and throw you off campus.
But that's an easier discussion for us to have because it's a private institution.
Correct.
What do you do then when it becomes Cal State?
I don't know. Dana, I don't know.
We almost need someone to call in who was here and protested during the Vietnam War.
And keep in mind,
we'll look back. Kent what did State, they do?
Kent State was by definition, a state university.
Yep.
913-586-7798. John, Robert, Steve, the others, hang tight. We'll get with all of you in just a moment. 913-586-7798. All right, we're going to have to loosen this up a little bit.
Loosen it up, do you mean move on?
Dare I offer Terrible Joke Tuesday at 3:45?
I
think we have to.
Anything, please.
Anything but talking about Palestine. My goodness. Oh, we went 7 months. 7 months without talking about it.
And here we could have made it 8 months.
Almost got to 8 months. John in Independence. John, hello.
Yeah, I was one of those students back in the 70s that was I was with the SDS, Students for a Democratic Society. And yes, we protested the war, and yes, we were behind a lot of the protests. We were probably behind some of what happened at Kent State. That's not a joke. I don't think people understand that these guys got into academia, and a lot of them know I'm just waiting for the right time to push some of these kids into it. I've been there. I've done that. I had a professor, my poli-sci professor, that got kicked out of Mexico and told if he ever came back, he would not come back alive because he was for the overthrow of the government. I mean, these guys are just something else. You have no clue what goes on sometimes. And I think they're pushing a lot of these kids just like the SDS was doing back in the day. And if you remember back in the 70s, there was a whenever you had applied for a job, there was a little said, were you ever a member of the SDS? And I always said no because I sure wanted a job. But they're out there. They're pushing. They're going to keep pushing these kids.
John, thank you for the call. Okay. Someone on Twitter said, Dana, look up the Mizzou student protests from 1987 where they successfully It was in 1986. Pardon me. Students there built shanties made out of wood. And
what were they protesting?
Apartheid in South Africa. These students camped in these structures to protest Mizzou's $100 million investment in South African businesses. Despite cold weather and numerous clashes with police and counter-protesters, Shantytown, as it came to be called, stayed for 14 months. Public demonstrations ended when the Board of Curators finally voted to fully divest out of all funds in South Africa in December of 1987.
Don't say that a protest doesn't have benefits.
I had no idea.
Good for them. Good for them. Steve in Lawrence, you get the last word. Steve, hello.
We're stating but this topic is okay because we're talking about what do colleges do. This happened at KU during the Vietnam War. I was at KU from 66 to 1970. In 1970, I stood outside the student union and watched it burn to the ground, caused fire by the anti-war Vietnam protesters. The college decided to have a student vote on what to do. They actually let the students vote, and we voted for kind of a split kind of thing. You could leave the college at that time, take the grade you had. You could convert to pass-fail.
Wow.
Or you could complete your classes. I completed my classes because I was a chemistry major in a god-awful advanced chemistry course, pulling a C. And we got to the final, and the professor said, your final score will be your score for the whole semester. And I went, holy crap. But he was a pro-war professor, and the final was a piece of cake, and I got an A.
Good for you, Steve. Good for you.
We leave you with this at the top of the hour. Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny, has revealed that Jelly Roll has taken a break from social media after being relentlessly bullied about his weight. Quoting here from Bunny, Jelly Roll's wife, "My husband got off the internet because he is so tired of being bullied about his blanking weight, and that makes me want to cry because he is the sweetest angel baby. Although the son of a sinner singer doesn't show it, Bunny said the negative comments have really hurt him."
Oh.
The internet, quoting here again from her, "The internet can say whatever the blank they want about you, and they say, well, you're a celebrity. You're supposed to be able to handle it. No, we're not. Enough is enough." The model, who is 44, then spoke about the impacts of cyberbullying, urging people to think twice before leaving hate comments online. Jelly Roll, by the way, who was born Jason DeFord, and Bunny tied the knot in 2016 after 1 year of dating. I saw him. He opened up for Shinedown 2 years ago. He is absolutely amazing in concert.
He's also being sued because a wedding band by Jelly Space Roll says that they can no longer be found on the internet.
Okay. Quick break for the news.
When we get back, a landmark wowza gonna break the internet ruling from the FTC today that's going to affect more people than you can even imagine right here in Kansas City and beyond.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, my name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.